Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Folks, I mean, listen to some of these commercials. I mean, my goodness, it's like so over the top, like anybody talks that way. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm embarrassed for some of these folks, but to each their own. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know the routine. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the store. Check out the store. Thank you for the orders every day, friends. But do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. We are going to be back out on the road next week. This was just confirmed. We will be in Rapid City, South Dakota, October 9th. Maybe it's a couple days after that. Yeah, so it's about 10 days away now, I'm guessing. I think that's right. We will be in Rapid City, South Dakota. A day after that, we will be in Michigan. We have, I believe, four events set up right now. And then it looks like we're going to be going into Indiana to do a couple events, too. We're looking at those dates. If you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do, folks. What we do here is start fires. The Lord said, rightfully so, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces, Jeremiah 23:29. Well, that's what we do. And Hebrews 1:7 tells us that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Well, that's what we're doing. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, and only the Holy Ghost can do that, right? And if you look at Titus 3:5, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about even now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the schedule, Bradley's schedule, you'll see where we're at. Don't call me, don't ask me where we're going to be at when I just told you, please. If you'd like to go to social media platforms, please do that. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Also, go to the top of the page where it says SOL Radio Live. Join us. Subscribe to our new Rumble feed that we are developing even now over the last, what, 3, 4, 5, 6 months now. And you'll always get us there and on or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com as well. Beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic. It was kind of silent yesterday. I was wondering if something was going on there because we had some issues last week with people trying to get on the phone, but they couldn't get through. So if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our constitutional republic exists, folks. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, is what Andrew Jackson said, the 7th president of the United States of America. True that. Let's get to it. We're going to be talking about more mockers die. And friends, I'm here to tell you it's not a game. I know that there's a lot of people walking the fringe, lunatic fringe line when it comes to if you're being told the truth or if you're being lied to. For those that are still wondering if they're being lied to by their said government, or at least the corruption in government, the that you're tolerating, I would ask you a question. Are you out of your mind to suggest that they're telling you the truth this time around? Keep in mind who's profiting from what they're selling. There's your answer. The pill in the jam, it's right in front of you. I wanted to let you know as well, we're going to be covering that. More mockers die. What does that mean? I'll get to it, friends. But people want to take this lightly, and they don't understand that Galatians 6:7 says that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. You better bet, folks, that what the Lord says is true. It is immutable, which means unchangeable. It's infallible. God is not a man that he should lie. He tells us the truth to set us free as he points his finger to the cross of Calvary and says, follow him. John 14:6, John 8:32, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. I just gave you what? Six scripture references about. So, folks, we need to know where to go in these times, and we need to look up. We need not look to our favorite politician for the answers. We need to look to the Lord, put that up against and in contrast, antithetically to that of Isaiah 30, where other men are pointing you to their favorite politicians to try to get your eyes off the ball. That's not where our forefathers went when they established what we have today. They went to no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Cross-check me. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to show you this because this just came up on my radar today. And by the way, thank you for all my friends doing their vetting processes and giving us the good stuff, the cream of the crop, as to what needs to be said. And we let the Holy Ghost pick and choose as to how that rolls out. But look at this, friends. The FDA, okay, this is on September 22nd. This just came out. The FDA, through a Veritas Project James O'Keefe video, exposed an FDA employee was exposed for saying, are you ready for this? Blow dart. African Americans with COVID vaccine is where we're going. Just like Planned Parenthood, aiming at the Hispanics and the blacks. That's why I continuously reach out to the black communities to let them know, and the Hispanic communities to let them know what's going on here. But the FDA official, as they like to be called, said blow dart. African Americans with COVID vaccine is where we're going. Just listen, this is an FDA employee, okay? An official. Again, I want you to listen to this carefully. Out of their own mouths, the FDA official then goes on to say, just shoot everyone. Just shoot everyone. This is in an expose video given by James O'Keefe through Project Veritas. Okay? Then he said, after just shoot everyone, he said, call for the Nazi German-style registry of unvaccinated Americans. Now, folks, again, I want to retort back to how the Lord shows us things to come, to show you that he does show us things to come, that he has not changed, Hebrews 13:7. Why is it that 5 years later, when everybody was saying to me, Bradley, why are you on this correlation between America today and Germany from the 30s? Well, let me ask you the question. Why is everybody talking about the correlation between Germany in the 30s to America in the present? Because the Holy Ghost showed us 5 years previous to what's going on, and that's what he does in this ministry. That's why we stick to the topics here, friends. That's why we don't bobble around and try to distract you like most pastors, overseers, which I am not, and or conservatives of the day, which are worthless, to say the least. Matthew 5:13, Mark 8:15. Look at this. Calls for a Nazi German-style registry of unvaccinated Americans. Thinks about it like a Jewish star. Folks, it's time to do or die. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to give you one more heads up on this. 1-866-582-9933. Don't wait until the last segment. If you want to call in, weigh in, stick to the topic. We're covering pretty much, well, branches off the same topic, the trunk. And I'm continuously highlighting, friends, the judgments of God upon a nation that refuses to act. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Okay, 5 years ago, we were warning about the correlation between America and Germany. Folks, way before that, forgive me. And the Lord just keeps bringing it back to me and bringing it back to me. And he keeps us on this one topic. And why this one topic? Because it's the most important topic, because we have an issue of corruption in our government that must be lawfully dealt with by 330 million people. Because if you fail to do that, the waves are going to continuously come in and destroy everything in its path. And that's exactly what the enemy comes to do, right? Kill, steal, and destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Okay? But in this case, friends, that's what he does. But keep in mind, the Lord is judging the nation. As I rejoiced over you to do you good, I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. Okay? That's in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Read it for yourself so you can understand where this is coming from. This is coming upon a nation that refuses to love him enough out of gratitude for what Jesus did on the cross and responding through repentance in dealing with corruption. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 9, okay? Let me go back over to this, what I showed you during the first segment. An FDA official who needs to be prosecuted for his intentions said, blow dart, African Americans with COVID vaccine is where we're going. This is all on a new Veritas video, expose. He said, just shoot everyone. He calls for a Nazi German-style registry of unvaccinated Americans. Okay. Now, I know, you know, I've seen on social media platforms, I've seen some goofballs on there already saying, well, the people just can't handle the truth. Well, it doesn't matter if you can handle it or not, but it's interesting how they can handle the lie, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how they can hold the truth and unrighteousness, how they can just go along with corruption? Well, folks, don't sit there and try to defend the indefensible when it comes to the fact that they're holding to the lie rather than the truth. Are you kidding me? It sounds like it's coming more from you than it is from others when you make posts such as the one that you just made. After the FDA official said what he said, think about it like the Jewish star. Bradley, why are you talking about the Germans? Why are you bringing about the correlation of the Germans? Well, meanwhile, let me go over to that of the Durban South Africans standing up for their God-given rights while the American people are still trying to figure out what's going on over here. Are they telling us the truth? Are they telling us the truth? Why is it that the world is up in arms in defiance concerning corruption in their particular governments concerning this pandemic, not knowing in America this is where it's all stemming from? Why is it that they're standing up in protest and the American people are still trying to figure out if they were told the truth or not? Shame upon those that hold to the lie rather than the truth. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment, okay? Giving you scripture, that's all predicated on scripture. If you want the answers, I'm giving you the biblical and the constitutional answers to every single thing that you claim that you want. 1-866-582-9933. Let's now go over to an HHS whistleblower, Jody O'Malley, who's been now placed on administrative leave for doing what? For telling the American people what in fact is happening in their country. This is from the inside out. Are you ready for this one? I hope so, because here we go. Here's Jody.
That worked with Project Veritas. I was the one that exposed the coronavirus adverse reactions, the lack of transparency and reporting of these events to VAERS, as well as the refusal to administer safe and effective off-label medications prescribed by physicians at the Phoenix Indian Medical Center, a federal HHS government facility. As of yesterday, I was informed that I am placed on administrative leave while an investigation is being conducted. I'm not really sure what will happen from here, but it seems as if the federal government is retaliating against me.
They are.
Even though the facility I work for has publicly acknowledged they were investigating what I uncovered last week. While the government investigates, I will be spending my time and energy on promoting and advocating for informed consent, medical freedom, and exposing corruption from within.
No, I just, and praise God for it. But here we go again, friends. We have the women standing up and doing what it is that many of the men in this country should be doing. And I praise God for every single one of them. But look at the courage here. Look at the courage to take it straight to the enemy. Straight to the enemy, friends. She's telling you what's going on the inside. It's corrupt. It stinks to high heaven. Oh, and for those still questioning, did our government tell us the truth? Y'all remember this woman, right? Yeah, Hillary Clinton. She gets a warm welcome in the UK. It's interesting how they love to promote each other. The Bible is clear again. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. But this is the woman that was supposed to be prosecuted going on 6 years now by Donald Trump. Remember, for a year and a half, we were told that she is going to be prosecuted. He's going to get a special prosecutor. He's going to drain the swamp. This is what's going on over in the UK right now as they are honoring this scandalous, murdering ring of corrupt in America. But when they go to the UK, how are they treated over in the UK? Here, let me show you and listen carefully to the people in the UK concerning their response to the likes of a Hillary Clinton. You ready for this? Let's go. Calling her a war criminal. Go home. We don't want you here. You're a war criminal. You're a war criminal. Criminal. So the UK is kicking out and wanting not our politicians over there because they know how corrupt they are. But in America, man, they're warmly welcomed by the American people. It blows me away. Who's the hypocrites here, Americans? I do have to propose that question. Who are the hypocrites? They're telling her to go home. Go home. And the American people are still trying to figure out where justice is. Well, and where the truth is. Well, I can tell you where the truth is not. It's not in your injustice system in this country anymore. Matter of fact, just yesterday, I believe, or the day before, I believe, I highlighted the fact that a lunatic who is considered to be insane, John Hinckley Jr., the one that tried to and attempted to kill the President of the United States of America, is no longer considered a threat to the people. In June, they're releasing this would-be presidential assassin back out onto the streets without any lawful restraint. That is your injustice system, friends. That is upside down Isaiah 59, and this is exactly what they're trying to do, is they are trying to justify the unjustifiable. But you can rest assured, the Lord will have the last word. If the American people don't want to respond, there's going to be a day where the American people wish they responded to heaven when they had time. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at the nations that refuse to obey God. He promised that he would turn them into hell. It's exactly what's happening. It's as plain as the nose on your face. And again, I have to revert back to the fact that, and the American people are trying to figure out if they're being told the truth. Now, if you know the truth and you're living out the truth, of course, I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to a lot of foolish Americans that still just don't get what's going on. You are in a position in this country, Americans, where you either do or you die. You are under attack by corruption like never in the history of America. You are under attack. You've seen what this FDA official just said. Just shoot everyone, he said, through an expose through Project Veritas. He calls for a German-style registry of unvaccinated Americans. Well, I thought everybody was going along with it. I said this yesterday. One minute, oh, it's not enough people. Then the next minute, it's 230 million people just mysteriously got their shots in just a short amount of time. Folks, when they say 80 million people haven't been vaccinated up against the 230 that have, you can rest assured the 230 haven't. And I'm not even going to give them 80 million that have been vaccinated. You need to get out there and talk to people, because you're going to find out when you begin to communicate with each other, you're going to find out that nothing jives with what the mainstream media is telling you in any sense of the word. We're going to come back. I'm going to take some phone calls, 1-866-582-9933. And then also what I'm going to do, friends, is I want to bring up some more videos, and then I'm going to get to the main topic concerning more mockers die, and it's not a game. I'm going to bring you back to a nurse in just a couple minutes telling you exactly what's happening in Florida in the hospitals. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. On Wednesday's Sean Hannity Show, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, said that if the State Department had begun the evacuation of Afghanistan when the military came up with plans to do so back in April, we would have had time to get all Americans out. But they wouldn't do it.
So we had time to get all Americans out, and green card holders, and their families, and the vast majority of the approved and vetted special immigrant visa holders well before August. And they wouldn't do it because they didn't want Joe Biden's decision to look like a catastrophe that it became clear to the world in August.
The summer increase in hospitalizations among children with COVID-19 has rapidly reversed right around the start of the school year. Children have consistently been among the least likely to fall seriously ill of COVID. This is USA Radio News. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz on Thursday issued a report on the FBI's applications to surveil American citizens, finding widespread failure that raises serious questions. The IG reviewed about 7,000 applications for FISA warrants, the same used to surveil former Trump campaign aide Carter Page in 2016, and found the agency failed to follow a key rule, the Woods procedures in the program. In late 2019, Horowitz discovered 17 significant errors and omissions in the FISA surveillance application targeting Page. Tear gas and water cannon were deployed by police in Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, after thousands of demonstrators upset over mandatory COVID-19 passes tried to block a major highway and were accused of assaulting the media. The Slovenian government made COVID-19 passes mandatory for almost all shops, and Wednesday saw the third major protest against the restrictions. This is USA.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1-866-582-9933. I'm just looking at what pops out here, friends, as to what I need to share with you. And some of this stuff you just can't make up. But we got some mockers coming up that went and mocked anti-vaxxers, and before you knew it, they were dead. Ooh, not funny. You know, you try to tell people what you can tell them, but it only goes so far. And these are the people that don't pay attention concerning the facts. They don't pull the curtain back on those that are paid to lie, to not tell you the truth concerning those useful idiots in the mainstream media. And by the way, I had some principal from a school say, you know, I don't like the fact that Bradley calls them useful idiots. Well, listen, Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, is the one that called them that. I mean, this guy strains at the gnat and swallows the camel, folks. I get to deal with all of them, believe me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get to the main topic. I want to play another video for you before we do that. But I'm going to talk to Dale out in Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Thanks for asking, Dale. And you?
I'm doing all right, man. Just trying to survive the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep a smile. Hey, Dale, I'm having a little fun with you. I'm just trying to keep a smile on my face, too, but you go for it.
I'm just wondering if you're following the story about the Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel.
I have seen it.
His last name is Shelley.
Yep, I've seen it.
Yeah. There's an argument to be made that he's actually the first political prisoner in this mess we're in.
Okay.
He's a military member. He should have probably went about it a different way, but mm-hmm. he went and he called to attention the problems, and the people should be held accountable. And then he resigned over it, and they wouldn't let him resign, and they arrested him and put him in the brig in solitary confinement.
I seen the first video that he did. I knew that was coming down the line. You know what? Here's the thing. When you tell the truth and you expose corruption, it's not in all, and I'm not saying this to backhand you, Dale, but the fact of the matter is the truth is the truth. It exposes right. The bad guys, and no matter how you tell the truth, the bad guys try to find fault with you. And here's one thing for you to consider. This was just released back in July, just so you understand what these people are dealing with, and I'm speaking to the listeners and viewers right now. Planned Parenthood was exposed by two individuals. Those two individuals that exposed Planned Parenthood for marketing on the black market baby parts, that were committing crimes within their murder clinics that were not tolerated over 70 years ago in the world, but Americans embraced it by tolerating the crimes of those that kill the innocent in the womb. Proverbs 16, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But this is what I want people to understand, Dale.
I remember the story. Project Veritas, right?
That was one of them, but there was a couple guys that were involved that actually exposed Planned Parenthood on video. They're facing 7 felony charges now by your governments. This is how far and how willing they are to justify the unjustifiable. And Americans apparently still don't understand how dangerous this is. And it's bothersome to say the least. And I don't think they realize that they're in a war. What do you think, Dale?
I don't think they realize it either, and I think they need to go back and read what Bonhoeffer said.
That's right.
You know, about when they came for this group and they came for that group, he didn't pay attention because he didn't belong to that group, and then they finally came for him. There was nobody left to stand up.
Yeah, that was Martin Niemöller, but it was the same time here.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right, it was. Bonhoeffer said something else, but yeah, you're correct. Sorry about that. Anyway.
No, we're good. We're good.
We, you know, I talked to you quite a few times, and I enjoy your show, and I try to do everything I can do from an individual standpoint as well. But, you know, people need to understand, unless we collectively start doing something,
that's right,
this isn't going to change.
That's right.
We can individually shout from the mountaintops. You know, you and I are watchmen on the wall, but if the people in the city don't act, we're watchmen over nothing.
That's all. You know, here's the good news, though, brother. Their blood's off our hands. We did our job, and I used to struggle with that. It's like, Lord, what else do you want me to do? And it's like, wait a second. First of all, they're rejecting the Lord, number one. Number two, the only thing I can do is tell them the truth. And if you look at Paul, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, I believe it was in chapter 26, where he told the people, listen, I cried over you day and night. I preached repentance towards God, Acts 20, verse 21. Your blood is off my hands. We can do no more than that, Dale. And as long as we're faithful to God in the process, well, then we got to leave the results to God in the process. And
but it's still heartbreaking, brother.
I know.
It's heartbreaking to see people, you know, I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go to hell or to be left behind.
Amen.
This world is coming to a time of the worst time in human history, period. It's going to be more destructive and destroying than Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, and Pol Pot put together.
But I tend to agree with what you're saying. Scripturally, it's all there, my friend, so we cannot deny that. I do want to show a video to the people. I got phone calls coming in right now, Dale, but I will give you the last word, and I'm going to show a 30-second video of how to put a stop to this after your last comment.
Last comment is just, you know what, people? Vaccines are bogus. They're not vaccines. Your immune system was given to you by God. It works. Stop panicking and stop being scared.
Amen. Amen. We have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. I appreciate you, Dale. Thank you for the phone call. I'm going to bring you over to this video that Tim Brown just sent over to me not too long ago. And hopefully it's going to put a smile on your face, but there is a serious a message in it. So let's go ahead and check this out real quick. And here we go. It's a bunch of ants carrying signs, no vaccines. And then it shows some ants getting sucked in by an anteater. Okay. And then the ants start to think collectively, and they clog up the anteater's nose. And the anteater dies. Okay, so folks, it really is true. And here's the bottom line. Let me just kind of high-five what Dale said. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And if you look at the wolves that are being allowed to devour, I'd be embarrassed for the world to see what you tolerate and what you would consider to be wolves. That's just me, okay? That's just me. And I believe that I speak for the courageous across the land. And there's plenty of us in Christ, in Jesus' name. Let me take Dan from Ohio, and then I'm going to get to my main topic. If you want to call in, please do. Let it be now, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Dan from Ohio, good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm as good as I can be. How are you doing, Bradley?
Good. I'm on top of my game again, and I praise God for it.
Well, that's good. You know, hey, thanks for what you do. I agree with the last caller. It's disheartening to see people just march along and just go along. But a couple of things I wanted to point out, and you always point it out. But you know, we have a state bill in Ohio called HB 248, and all these people that were supposedly standing up for it, all of a sudden, they start pushing in something different.
Yep.
And have you seen anything about that? Or
no, but that's what they do. It's sleight of hand. They get you distracted looking one direction, and then they push something through concerning the other direction, only to confuse the people and keep them distracted. That's what they've been doing in this country for decades, and the American people know it.
One of them is my rep, and the Facebook post just flooded calling her out, and, well, good for her, and, you know, it's amazing. A couple other things. There's I think you shared the video, the lady out of Vandalia, Illinois, she, addressed the school board getting $3.5 million. Okay, well, I'm in Ohio, and Troy, I had a lady tell me, was a brave lady, she was set up at a festival with all this anti-vaccine information, doing her part. I hung out with her for about an hour and talked to people, but, you know, it's amazing how many people just have no idea what they're up against, and it just takes a little bit of influence to talk to them and get them to understand what's truly going on.
Yeah, I have a woman jumping on from Michigan. She's got a story to tell us. It was like similar to that of Mike Bambus, who was taking it in to prosecute the governor. There's people out there, folks. You go ahead and bump up against them, but they're not the type to retaliate. On Monday, I'm going to have a woman on that is just such one person, and it's very courageous and it's very daring what they're doing. But they love God and they love their freedoms, and they, because of what they're doing, it's an exhibition of their love for their brothers and their sisters, and it's as rare as hen's teeth. I do want to ask you something, Dan, and I'll give you the last word here. Your mayor that stood up against the school board in the state of Ohio, he said either resign for teaching child pornography in the curriculums there, or you're going to be charged. What became of that? I'm curious.
You know, they just, I haven't really seen anything about it. You know, I saw the story, and then, like everything else, you know, prosecution seems to escape. Like you said, if the good guys were doing the good thing, right was doing their job, there wouldn't be a left, and there's a perfect example of no follow through on that. It's all talk. That's all we get is rhetoric from any type of law enforcement or any type of Republican standing up. It's always rhetoric, but no follow through.
Yeah, well, you've seen what they just did through this new bill, and I'm talking about, was it 130-some good guys sold to you as the Republicans, which is unconstitutional? They're going in for the guns of our military. Isn't it interesting how they use our guys to go and basically destabilize and destroy third world countries? They raise them up, and then when they come back home, they want to disarm them. Enough of this nonsense, folks. Common sense comes into play. We need to deal with the corrupt. Go ahead, Dan.
I got a couple things. Okay, number one, if you saw, Jim Jordan says go get a job. While they're laying everybody off, he didn't even address the fact that all these people are losing their job because they didn't take the jab. And, I mean, hats off to DeSantis for at least calling out Australia, but he should say, we're starting to look a lot more like that, but he didn't touch on that.
Yeah.
But the other thing, and I was hoping that we could get some help, and maybe that lady you're having on.
Got about 10 seconds, Dan.
Okay. If somebody can get us the information of how they find out if these schools are being paid, if they could share that, because that would really help out to go to the school board and address it.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the call, Dan, from Ohio.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Yep, you too. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. Here we go. Here we go.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guys, I totally appreciate all the support. I totally appreciate you folks that take the time to call in. I appreciate you that are out there actually taking the time to be doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. Folks, I want to say this. I see it all the time. I see it all over the country. I've been in ministry for 23 years, and I hear it constantly. You know what the hearers only deceiving themselves because they do nothing. You know what they do? 99% of them hide behind prayer. Oh, we need to pray. No, we need to do. Action speaks louder than words. Yes, pray. But when you pray, you better understand prayer has feet, and you better move with them. It doesn't just throw up a prayer to God. And if it doesn't move you, you better understand it didn't make it to the Lord, though He's seen it and though He heard it. I've given you the analogy 1,000 times on the show. Yeah. Yeah, Frederick Douglass, a former slave, prayed for 20 years to be freed from slavery. 20 years. He said nothing happened. He said, until I put my feet to my prayers, did I become a free man. And I just got to say this in all truthfulness. What Bible Are you people reading? I mean, look at the book of Acts. Write another chapter. The book of Acts. It's a verb. Move on them. Quit hiding behind prayer. You're a reproach. You're an embarrassment. Okay? I remember when Charles Finney first got saved. I like a lot of Charles Finney's stuff. He was a great awakening preacher. Everybody's got their own, pros and cons. Okay? And so did King David. We all do. And that's not an excuse to sin. It's only an excuse to get back to Jesus so we're perfected, 2 Peter 3:18, and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it's interesting, Charles Finney, when he first got saved, he really got saved. See, folks, you need to understand this. Until you are broken, Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 34:18, Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Let me say it this way. Martin Luther and Charles Spurgeon said something similar. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Guess who breaks him into 1,000 pieces? The Lord does. Right? John 16. And the fact of the matter is, friends, until you're broken down, you don't know who you are in Christ. Until you are to the position of becoming nothing and bearing your cross, you have no idea who you are in Christ. Though you need to seek out and study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What is that? 2 Timothy 2:15. Until you're broken, you have no idea who you are in the kingdom or in Christ. If you have never been broken, it's because you never repented. 2 Corinthians 7:10 through 11. Read it when you get a moment. Matthew 3:2. Mark 1:17. Whoa, it's just dropping today, friends. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in. Amen. As we are on the offensive, not on the defensive. Let me get to this. So I wrote an article this morning because I just seen this information came out. It's brand new. Again, mockers die after taking the said vaccines. Friends, I want to say this. There is no more excuses for the American people. You have all the information that you need, especially when it comes to these said vaccines, these experimental jabs. We have all the information that we need to make educated decisions. Read Proverbs 4, 5 through 9. And in this, in spite of the illegalities of what Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube has done. And by the way, they just upped their game, again, in censoring. And the reason they're doing that is because they're scared to death the American people are going to take a hold of them lawfully and deal with them, which you better do for your own sakes. Okay? And with that said, friends, I just want to get to the fact that there's people, there's a whole list of people across the planet that have mocked anti-vaxxers. That's what they call us, right? An MSNBC, you know, their ratings are so bad, they're lower than a snake's belly. One of them called us nut jobs. Oh, my goodness. Yet, despite the fruit hanging on the corrupt CDC and the WHO and the FDA, and the list goes on, I guess we're nut jobs as they call us, okay? But most recently, Health Impact News just reported that mockers of anti-vaxxers continue to die after taking, guess what, the COVID-19 injections. A 57-year-old West Virginia woman declares, I'm vaccinated but don't know what's in it. Wow. She's dead less than 24 hours later. I'm vaccinated, but I don't know what's in it. I'm just going to go ahead and trust Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the planet, whose daddy used to work, or I'm sorry, used to reside on the board of Planned Parenthood, who wants to depopulate the world by 3.5 billion people, said he, if we do a good job on vaccinations. But she took Billy Bob's word for it, and she found out exactly what was in it, didn't she? I'm vaccinated, but don't know what's in it. She's dead less than 24 hours later. She said, I'm vaccinated, and no, I don't know what's in it. Neither this vaccine, the ones that I had as a child, nor in the Big Mac or in hot dogs or in other treatments, whether it is for cancer, AIDS, the ones for so on and so forth, for vaccines for infants or children. She's trying to justify the unjustifiable. Okay? And she got a big smile on her face. The fact of the matter is, she said, I'm vaccinated, not to please the government, but to not die from COVID-19. Who told you that there was COVID-19? To not clutter a hospital bed if I get sick. Oh, there's no clutter in the hospitals, friends. There's not enough help for that to happen. Just was in the ER 2 weeks ago, firsthand. There's not enough help. She said to hug my loved ones. Oh, so she went right along with the narrative suggesting that the government inherited the earth and it's theirs to give concerning our God-given rights. Just to set in record, our rights come from God. They do not come from those that work for us, we the people. Read the Declaration of Independence. She said to not have to do PCR or antigenic tests, to go out dancing, go to a restaurant, go on holidays, and many more things to come. Folks, let me ask you a question. Who's oppressing you? The said government is. Where is their constitutional provision to implement any of this? They don't have it. She said, I took the vaccination to live my life, as she died, to have my kids' grandchildren go back to school and play sports. Oh, okay, to serve their idols. As the Bible says, they feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. Yep. For COVID to be an old memory to protect us, text copied, you can too. A couple of hours later, she's dead. 24 hours later, forgive me. 24 hours later, she's dead. Okay? Then we have another mocker who goes on and says, just get the D shot. Karen Croak Heisler, 67-year-old from Notre Dame, she's a professor. See, they're so smart, they don't know the truth. Who cares? You know what philosophy is? People that use big words without common sense meaning. And you know why they can't explain it? Because they themselves don't understand. But in Orlando, Florida, a 67-year-old former Notre Dame professor is dead, is what is fast becoming a pattern of quick deaths after booster shots. She said, just got my first dose of the vaccine, never been happier to be old. Now let's get these vaccines rolling for everyone. January 13th. Then she says, if you have no intentions of wearing a mask or getting the vaccine, please stay home until you come to your senses. She said, you have no right or freedom. And by the way, I guarantee you, Karen would have said she didn't believe the media neither. But who is she parroting and acting out according to the narrative? The media. Romans 1:18. She said, listen carefully to this communist. You have no right or freedom to endanger the lives of your family. Who told her that? The media. Friends, coworkers, health professionals, teachers, and or your community. She said, those that have not gotten it are selfish. Oh, how's that working out for you today, Karen? Just received my third COVID vaccine, she said. And then she said, welcome to the reality of the COVID crisis in Florida. My cardiologist tried to admit me to the hospital, but there are no rooms because of COVID. No, she didn't pull the curtain back. There's plenty of rooms. There's not enough nurses and doctors to actually man the patients. Let's get this straight. It's all propaganda coming from the mainstream media. She said, had to go to the ER route. Places are teeming and a waiting room stretchers into hallways waiting for some 15 hours now. She said, get the D vaccine. That's what she said, Karen did. She's dead. It ends, folks, in it all speaking for itself. I don't need to try to convince you of the fruit of these said vaccines. Nope, the fruit's there. The truth of the matter is there. The information is there if you want it. If you want to ignore the truth, well, then guess what? You're going to have to pay the consequences for the truth that you refused. Just like all those people in hell, Jesus didn't deny them. They denied Christ. Just like these people are denying the truth when it comes to these said experimental jabs. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.